For McCone Specialty Firearms in Messina, this is Chris Parks, joined as always by Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly with another week of the Conservation Report. Good morning to you, Grant.
Good morning, Chris.
We're moving right along here into the thick of the summer now. We're actually into official summer, and I know folks have been getting out and enjoying. It's been really great weather to recreate. Of course, it's been a little bit warm a few days, but I think most people have been able to handle that all right. So I think boating has picked up. I've seen a lot of people out fishing and just hiking and biking on the trails, all that kind of stuff. So kind of a fun time of year to at least get out and kind of enjoy some of the natural resources we have around us.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, even though it's been fairly warm, it seems like people are out doing some fishing in the, you know, the cooler parts of the day, like the early mornings tend to be about the best time to catch any fish right now. And then maybe even late evenings right before dark. And I've even run into quite a few folks that are out fishing after dark, catfish. So you can still catch fish this time of year. You just kind of have to change your tactics a little bit. The fish may have moved from up in the shallow waters where temperatures are pretty warm right now to going a little bit deeper. So you kind of have to change the way that you go after them. But I have talked to some people here lately that have been having some pretty good success yet. So crappie are still biting out at Lake Anita. You just got to fish a little bit deeper for them and find where they're at, and you can have some pretty good success.
Yeah, so we hope that continues here for folks and have some fun as they're out there. And, of course, maybe a lot of people that will be out coming up here this holiday weekend. And going along with that, too, it's always a great reminder to, you know, do things safely when things get a little bit busier out there. So you got to be mindful of others that are out if you're getting out on the water. Then, of course, part of that, too, is being a responsible boater while you're doing that. And I know you guys are going to be out enforcing that here over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, we will. This will be every year around the 4th of July, we conduct the Operation Dry Water. And basically what that is it's kind of some heightened enforcement efforts that law enforcement puts on to try to crack down on under the influence boaters. And so this year, Operation Dry Water will be running from July 1st through the 3rd. That'll be the weekend where more than likely going to see some of us out there, on the water enforcing all sorts of boating regulations. And then we'll be especially paying attention to drivers, making sure that they aren't under the influence of alcohol or drugs. And we want to keep everybody safe while they're out there on the water. And boating sometimes tends to kind of coincide with drinking, unfortunately. And while we want everybody out there to have a good time and have fun, we also want to make sure that people are doing it responsibly, because one of the least fun things that you can ever do in your career as a conservation officer is work a fatality on the water that's a result of anything. But it's particularly kind of sad and unfortunate when alcohol is involved, because a lot of times alcohol impairs our judgment. We do things that we normally wouldn't do, and our driving typically suffers when that is entered into the system. So we want to make sure that people are out there doing it responsibly. And there's going to be a lot of boaters on the water, especially with the warm temperatures and all the other things that go along with the 4th of July holiday. So definitely want to make sure that people are doing it the legal way and not getting overindulged when it comes to alcohol, and try to keep everybody safe. So hope everybody has a good time, but do it responsibly.
Yeah, and then talking about some of the stats, they mentioned, of course, some of the more popular waterways out there, of course, have been the highest numbers of where they found people, you know, violating that type of situation. But a third of all boating fatalities nationally involve alcohol, and many of those times it's somebody that just happens to be an innocent bystander. So, you know, be responsible. And, of course, it's one of those things, too, where, you know, you might think you're doing all right, but it comes into play with that whole hydration issue. And, of course, being out there stuck in the middle of water, that sun glaring down, that can have a much bigger impact sometimes than you realize. So that's just always wise to be drinking more water than you think you need to, just for anybody in general, but especially somebody that may be having a few other beverages, too.
Yeah, that's a real good point. You know, we get out there and it's 90 degrees and, you know, people start to drink, and alcohol actually dehydrates the body. So that's one thing that, you know, people don't take into account. Is you're out there, you're probably sweating. You might be, you know, doing some swimming or skiing or something like that. And when you combine all those factors with the heat, and, you know, like you said, if people would just mix in some water, try to keep themselves hydrated, things would be a lot safer. But, yeah, we typically see, you know, any body of water isn't immune from people that are drinking and boating. But typically in Iowa, our bigger reservoirs like Coralville, Okoboji, Rathbun, and the Mississippi and Missouri rivers are where we tend to see the most boats, and obviously that's going to lead to the most BWI arrest. So people sometimes don't understand it or don't realize that, you know, it is a crime to be out there drinking and driving a boat, and they're quite surprised when they're hauled off the water and booked into jail because of that. And it's just like driving while you're driving an automobile. It's the same type of thing. You can't do it. The limit's the same. And we want to make sure that we are having a responsible driver. So put all those things into effect when you're out there, and hope everybody has a safe holiday weekend.
Yeah, hopefully a lot of fun. One other quick thing I just wanted to mention, I saw this noted here this week, and we had a story on it on the radio, a little bit more detail, but folks might be running into some situations too if they're doing some swimming out there, where you run into the dreaded swimmer's itch, a little parasite that starts to show up, especially as we move on when that vegetation gets thicker later in the summer. So just be a little bit cautious out there. They just said, you know, take a little extra time to rinse yourself off or wipe yourself off pretty good with a towel if you are going to be swimming in those lakes around the state. And then if you do end up with that situation where you have a little bit of that allergic reaction, some calamine lotion and antihistamine can go a long way in helping you out. So just a little something else to think about, and you might be running into out there as well. As we move on into the later portion of the summer, we start to think about getting ourselves prepared for maybe what's coming up the next round of recreation as we head towards the fall, and some people start to think about getting themselves prepared for the hunting season. And part of that process is to get that hunter education taken care of, and you're going to have some opportunities again for folks in the area, Grant.
Yeah, we are. I've been getting some phone calls and questions about when we're going to have our next hunter education class here locally. And so I got together and talked with my instructors. We're going to be hosting a class here in Atlantic. It's going to be at our DNR office in town at the Environmental Services Division there on Sunnyside Lane. And we're going to have a two-day course. You do have to attend both classes. It's going to be Thursday evening, the 14th of September. And then we're going to finish up on Saturday, the 16th of September. This is an event that's free of charge. You don't have to bring anything. You do have to be at least 11 years old to attend the class, and we hope to see a full course. We like to have some fun in this class. You learn some things, and then at the end of the day on Saturday, we typically go out to the range, and we'll do a little bit of shooting of some shotguns and 22 rimfire rifles, and get everybody certified. So it is something that's required to have in order to purchase hunting license in Iowa after you turn 16. So, you know, I always encourage people to get those youngsters into this class as soon as we can. I know there's a lot of sporting events and things like that that go on, and we try to plan around them, but we end up just kind of having to roll the dice and schedule a class and see who can get there. So hope to have a number of people into this class. We also have a class that's going to be at Adair County, and when that gets a little bit closer, I'll get the dates out there as well. But so in order to sign up for these courses, you can go online to the DNR's website, click on the Hunter Education tab, and then go to the register for an event. And if you just type in Atlantic or Greenfield or whatever town that you're curious about a class, the course will come up. And you can enter the student's information on the registration page, and then it'll send you a confirmation email, and you'll be all ready for the class. So hope to see people taking advantage of these classes and getting youngsters and really anybody who's interested in hunting. This isn't just a class for young people. It's any age can attend, but you just have to be at least 11 years old. So hope to see a full class and get as many people trained as we can.
All right. Good thing to put on the calendar and get prepared for. And like you said, yeah, get those youngsters ready to take that class, get that stuff taken care of so you don't have to worry about it down the road. Also, of course, a busy time of year with lots of things as far as the different conservation organizations are doing. I know that Laura Canning's doing some stand-up paddleboard demonstrations today down at Cold Springs, and there's lots of those other things like kayak events, and they've done some mammal programs in the area. So make sure you're checking those calendars for those local organizations that are doing that. Another thing I wanted to mention quick before we finish today was there's a kind of a unique opportunity for folks that are interested in the outdoors and in conservation type practices. Adair in Cass County is offering through ISU Extension and Outreach an Iowa Master Conservationist program. So it's a joint program between the two offices that'll take place this summer and fall. And it'll take place at local outdoor parks and public areas and give participants some hands-on interaction with the diversity of the state's natural resources. And it'll teach them about Iowa's ecosystems, diversity of conservation challenges, and then some opportunities that exist through the region. And then graduates of the course will help learn to make informed choices for leading and educating others to help improve conservation through the area. So the program consists of 12 hours of online curriculum and then 6 face-to-face meetings. And then they will have certain parts of the online course that you need to have taken care of before those different face-to-face events. And then the first event that they're going to have will be in partnership with Harrison County. And that's on June 29th at 5:30 p.m. That'll be at the Willow Lake Recreational Area. They'll get to learn about some different landforms in Iowa at that first event. There will be some carpooling available for that. You need to get signed up if you want to for the course here by this next Wednesday, the 28th. And it's $50 per person. It's due at time of registration. You can contact either extension office to get signed up. And sounds like a pretty cool opportunity, kind of something different to be able to, I guess, gain that knowledge from a lot of different experts in the area. And it's always great, Grant, when we get more people involved in that conservation effort.
Yeah, definitely, and especially if it's anybody obviously will benefit from this, but if you're a small landowner or a landowner of any kind, really, I think you can really put some of these things that you'll learn into practice on your lands and really hope to benefit all species of wildlife here in Iowa, because that's one of the struggles that most things have, is that we're kind of running out of habitat. So, you know, even if you can do a small corner of your backyard, any little bit helps. So hopefully that'll get more things like this into place.
Yep, and if you have any more questions here locally, you can contact Kate Olson there at the Extension office, and she'll get you taken care of. And I do want to, before we finish up here today as well, send out our thoughts and well wishes and prayers to the family of Bob Bebency. He passed away here this week, and he was one of the longtime guys that ran this program. And I know talked with you for a long time as well, Grant, and a lot of folks love Bob and what he did for conservation here in the area too.
Yeah, he was a great fellow, and we're definitely gonna miss him and his knowledge. And he really welcomed me into the area, and I enjoyed getting together with him every few weeks and sharing stories and listening to some of his old stories from time to time. And just a great guy who was really interested in conservation and the outdoors here in Iowa. And I know a lot of people listened to him for many, many years. And he went through several conservation officers in his long tenure there doing the program. So yeah, we are going to miss him. He was a good fella.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks a lot to Bob. And again, well wishes out to his family. That's what we've got on our slate here this week. Grant, we appreciate your information again.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. That's Grant Jelly, Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer. I'm Chris Parks. And for McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina, that's going to do it for another week of the Conservation Report.